This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that a nationwide campaign, Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, will be launched from the 29th of this month and will continue till the 12th of June. The campaign aims to create awareness among farmers about modern technology and new seed varieties. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said the campaign will run in 723 districts across the country and reach nearly 1.5 crore farmers. He said a team of scientists will visit nearly 65,000 villages to train farmers in practical and scientific farming techniques.
इस अभियान में हम 2170 टीमें बना रहे हैं वैज्ञानिकों की. इसमें कम से कम चार साइंटिस्ट एक टीम में होंगे. इन वैज्ञानिकों के साथ जोड़ेंगे हम यूनिवर्सिटीज को, कॉलेजेज को, राज्य सरकार के अमले को, केंद्र की पूरे कृषि विभाग की टीम को, प्रगतिशील किसानों को, एफपीओज को. और ये टीम एक जिले में तीन टीमें जाएगी. तीनों टीम का क्षेत्र बटा रहेगा कितने गाँव में जाएगी. हर एक टीम जिस एक गाँव में जाएगी वहाँ 5 से लेकर 10 गाँव के किसान वहाँ आएंगे. एक कार्यक्रम सवेरे करेगी, एक कार्यक्रम शाम को करेगी. दोपहर के भोजन के समय भी
Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said the digital public procurement platform, Government E-Marketplace GEM, has become a key engine of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Vikasit Bharat 2047. In an article in an English news daily, Mr. Goyal asserted that GEM has eliminated entry barriers, weeded out corruption, empowered and uplifted marginalized sections, and enabled massive savings of taxpayers' money. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will brief the Parliamentary Standing Committee today on current foreign policy developments regarding India and Pakistan. The Foreign Secretary is also expected to brief the committee on Operation Sindoor and the subsequent ceasefire announcement with Pakistan. He will also brief the committee about the oral evidence of the representatives of the Ministries of External Affairs and Defence on aspects relating to maritime security. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a three-nation visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany today. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, announced the schedule of the six-day visit yesterday. During the visit, EAM will meet the leadership of the three countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The visit is part of India's ongoing diplomatic engagements aimed at deepening strategic ties and enhancing cooperation with key European partners, focusing on strategic partnerships, trade, investment, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces launched joint search operations in the twin border districts of Rajouri and Poonch today. Our correspondent reports that acting on information that a woman spotted three suspected persons in the Nowshera area late last night, a search operation was launched in the area. Another search operation in the forest belt of Poonch district is also underway. The operation is being carried out by a joint team of security forces. In Maharashtra, five people were killed in a road accident on the Mumbai-Goa highway when the car they were travelling in fell into the Jagburi River near Ratnagiri. In Romania, Nicușor Dan, a centrist mayor of Bucharest, has won the presidential election by winning 54% of the votes, while his opponent, hard-right George Simion, won 46%. In a social media post, Mr. Dan said it was an unprecedented mobilization and the victory belongs to each Romanian who made their voice heard. The Board of Control for Cricket in India has decided to withdraw from two major Asian Cricket Council ACC tournaments following tensions between India and Pakistan, the Women's Emerging Teams Asia Cup scheduled for next month in Sri Lanka, and the Men's Asia Cup, which India was set to host in September. The decision now raises questions about the feasibility of the Men's Asia Cup, a flagship tournament featuring India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Afghanistan and Sri Lanka, the ACC currently led by Pakistan's Interior Minister Mohsin Naqvi, who also serves as Pakistan Cricket Board Chairman, now faces a significant challenge. And with that, we end this news bulletin.